It is great to be with you. My name is Alejandro Duran, your spiritual fitness coach. Milton Hershey, Steve Jobs, J.K. Rowling, and Walt Disney were entrepreneurs who had something in common. They all had a long road to win in their business endeavors. The race to the top was attributed to perseverance. All these share the same story of never giving up, despite all the obstacles they had to face, all the rejections and failures. It seems that something good comes out when you keep the ball moving forward. The half-brother of our Lord Jesus, James, possibly had something similar in mind when he wrote his letter to the church in Jerusalem. He was interested in communicating to this scattered church that faith in Jesus produces the fruit of good deeds, but it will take perseverance to fulfill the call to holiness. In his letter, we find upwards of 50 plus commands to win the race, and perseverance is key. Shortly after he introduces his letter, immediately he writes, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." The initial command from James is to count it all joy when facing the difficulties of life, identifying and realizing that being a follower of Jesus isn't always happy and glamorous. So the encouragement is to be joyful in the trials and not for the trials. When you and I remain in a state of joy in the trials of life, God takes control and begins to produce faith in us. James connects these two. In other words, he says that our joy and faith will produce perseverance in the most difficult times of life. And at that point, we will lack nothing. A few years back, I believe I went through one of the biggest trials of my life. I felt betrayed, felt close relationships breaking, dealt with identity issues, and felt like I let people down. It was one of the darkest moments of my life, and I felt I was walking in my own wilderness. But today, I have to tell you that I needed to walk my valley of the shadow of death. I needed that experience in the wilderness. God developed a spiritual muscle in me that allowed me to persevere these past years. This is why it has been a personal encouragement, these words from James, as he writes, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial." I believe that you can't win without walking your wilderness. You can't persevere if God does not allow these hard circumstances in life. You can't win if you don't let God shape you and mold you, equip you, and sustain you through the times of trials. You know what? We have a Savior, though, who can sympathize with us. He has gone ahead of you and me to experience the biggest trials of life. And by God's grace and power, he persevered and rose victorious out of the tomb. And the good news is that our faith in him enables us to be joyful in the times of trials so that we can persevere in life. So the question is, are you ready to embrace the trials that God may allow to mold you and shape you? How are you planning to win today in the race to perseverance? Brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you meet trials, because your spiritual muscles are being worked on so that you can persevere and win today.